You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. And here we are once again at the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast. And I'm John Rabin. This is episode 98. Man, it is May 13th. In the heart of insanity land. It's crazy. It's a crazy time to live, as you're all aware. I had some shit I was going to just kind of ramble about, but I just read this new story. When you hear the quote from someone saying, we're willing to die, you know, it sounds intense. Sounds like some real shit's going down. It's people standing up for what they believe in and putting their life on the line for freedom. What you don't really think of immediately when you hear we're willing to die is you don't think of it coming from a man holding a shotgun guarding a tattoo shop in East Texas. It's basically, he's willing to die, everybody, because the tattoo parlor opened, you know, against the opening up of the state by Greg Abbott here in Texas. It's like different phases. It's a gradual opening, being safe, kind of a thing, and the tattoo parlor didn't want to wait. So there's armed militia types, open carry, guys who war cosplay fucks, basically. It's guys with open carry weapons who are like, we're going to protect this business. And they did it in two different places in Texas, in Odessa and in Campbell, Texas, which is just northeast of Houston, which both places are very, very progressive. We got Antifa here. His name's Craig. No, it's not. It's not a hotbed of political activism. So the idea is like, I'm willing to die to make sure somebody gets their Roadrunner tattoo on the small of their back 2 weeks early. That's basically what he's saying, and it's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. Is the idea of conservative militia types standing guard for, it's a bar in Odessa and then a tattoo parlor in East Texas. But the idea of conservative militia types standing, protecting a conservative bar owner in conservative Odessa, going toe-to-toe with conservative cops enforcing orders from a conservative governor. It's just, it's an interesting thing to watch, really. And it's, also, I saw the video, the guys in Odessa, you know, the cops showed up and arrested them. They're like, okay, then what the fuck was that about? It's all about the photo op, right? It's all about the Instagram. I was just, we wanted to get on the gram. But, it just sitting there made me think, like, man, we are really going to, I hope that there's some money left. There won't be. But they're, trying to get the economy started. And that's where all the, dumping a bunch of money into assistance for everybody, and we'll see what happens to the what kind of depression we're going to go into, and all that scary shit. But man, I hope that there's some mental health services available for people in the future, because this really turning everybody into indoor children for 2 months really fucked some people up. I think it fucked everybody up, but at different degrees. It reminds me, there's this quote, I had to look up who it was. It was Samuel Goldwyn who said it, but he said, anyone who goes to see a psychiatrist ought to have his head examined, which is womp womp. It's pretty clever. I like it. But one of the things it kind of implies is that seeing a therapist or seeing a psychiatrist is you have to be willing to do it for it to help you. I'm pretty sure. That's why I've never did it. Never passed the therapy part. I've done therapy though, like in rehab, but like outside, just, you know, see a therapist or a psychiatrist. No, I haven't. It's the same reason that the AA didn't work for me. It's the whole, you know, I didn't believe it. I didn't think that they could help me. So there's no way I would have gotten anything out of it. Because if you think that a therapist is not going to be able to, going to help you in any way, there's no reason to see one. However, if you do, you should absolutely go. Because I think a lot of people are going to need to talk some shit out. They're going to have some seriously weird PTSD with all the, with all of this, just for the whole, just the mania and the, you know, the psychological warfare we put on ourselves and, bombarded with everything in the news. Not to mention the heavy, drug and alcohol abuse that, many people have put themselves through over the past 2 months, because what else are you going to fucking do? Like, at no point can I sit there and go, how could you drink an entire bottle? Oh, I know exactly how you could. Like, why wouldn't you? It's a really hard, you've got to do nothing tomorrow. Like, I totally understand the escape. That's going to be, I don't know, we're the long-term effects of this bullshit, we have no idea. Like, we still don't know shit. Like, have you ever sat there and really thought, hey, what do I actually know about this pandemic that I know for a fact? And it's a whole lot less than what we don't know. And it's, even now, it's like, yeah, it's like I can see the numbers. You know, assuming that they're all, you know, up to date, but it's like all that I know is my immediate surroundings. And that's the weird thing, is like what I perceive to be reality, like my world. You know, my world is as I work part time and get my benefits that they're providing us to, providing me, so I can eat and pay bills. I got to deal with living in an apartment with my girlfriend, which is great, and a dog who's awesome, and two cats who are great on paper, who don't like each other. And man, is it a passive aggressive war? I mean, sometimes it's just aggressive. You know, they fight and they argue and they, you know, one of them constantly hisses at the other one. But then like other times she won't, you know, and she can be like 4 inches from the other cat and is like, oh, this is fine. What do you mean that's fine? You were hissing at him from across the room an hour ago, but now you can be right next to him. You don't like him. You wish he wasn't here, but you're fine now. Like, I don't understand. It's just like people. I don't understand the relationship. That's my world, is dealing with the cats. So it's even crazier to me when you try to think about, well, what's it like in other people's world? And so what's it like in the mind of a military veteran who runs an open carry group, who's like, we've got to protect the tattoo parlor. You know, I got to finish my sleeve. Like, I don't understand that kind of, how to be so far separated from any kind of logic and rational thought to, you know, I'm going to arm myself to stop them, like them. Like, I'm going to stop those fucking cops. What do you mean? You mean Dave and Pete? Like, this is not a big town. They know who they know each other. So it's like, I'm going to protect my civil liberties from, you know, Dave and Pete. Like, I don't under, it's just the, it's fucking nuts. And also, like, you know, nobody's forbidden, you know, they're not doing an action that's illegal. It's just, you know, even it's like, you know, we can't wait. We need a tattoo. It's, yeah, I realize I've talked about this for 10 minutes now, but it's just, I can't, you know, we're fucked up. This is what I'm getting at is, we're all going to need a little bit of help. So just, man, if you think that, you know, if it comes out and you really feel like that you need help, man, get it. Do not, depending on your age, you may have, there may be a stigma with therapy that you're like, well, I'm a man, but, yeah, it, come on. It's, you can, if you need therapy, you should totally get it. I mean, especially now, or especially in the near future, there can't be a stigma with this. We're all going to be a little off for a long time. So man, if you need help, fucking get it. That was funny. The timing was great. I wasn't recording. I had paused. Was taking care of something, just doing whatever, and then the Air Force Thunderbirds did a flyover in Austin to honor the healthcare workers, and I didn't know about it until I had to look up, because I like angry Googled, like, the fuck is going on here? Don't you know I'm doing a very important podcast with your loud ass jets? Like, it just didn't make any sense that I was that upset, but I was like, hey, with the noise. But so that happened. But the timing was great. I wasn't recording. It didn't cut in the middle of a punchline that, you know, would have been semi-affected. So this happened. I had, when I moved into this apartment, I moved in with a roommate who was already renting the apartment and had been for several years, and he was a comedian. And he was trying to save up money so he could move to New York. So then I moved in with him under the, you know, with the understanding he knew I was sober and I knew that he was very much not. So there's been this thing, being a very single dude, there's just been this thing where I don't throw things out and I just kind of like live around them. So like there were times where, you know, my last roommate that I had, you know, current roommate is my girlfriend, but the last roommate that I had, she lived with me for a couple years. And like one time she asked me about stuff in the fridge. She's like, hey, is this your condiment, whatever it is? And I'm like, no, is that not yours? She's like, no. And then I realized, oh, that's been in there for years, which is gross. So like at some point I finally threw out everything in the fridge that was neither of ours. It's like, hey, this expired when Obama was still president, like that kind of shit. So Cut to just recently, my girlfriend was cleaning out a cabinet in the bathroom that's above the toilet. So it's high up. So the top shelf is like even with my hair. So I can't see anything. So it's one of those like reaching, you got to reach back and get stuff. Anyway, she was up there like cleaning it out, and she found a tiny baggie of cocaine. And it's just like a little bit of cocaine left in there. And obviously she was concerned because she was afraid that maybe I was using again after 7 years. And the thing about it is that absolutely not. And you can know it's not mine because it was coke, which I hate. There's something about I dabbled in cocaine a couple of days, but I did it after I had converted from being, just an alcoholic to I was in between. I was an alcoholic and then also doing opiates. I was doing pills. And it might have been after heroin, but not like I wasn't all in with heroin yet. But then I dabbled in coke. And let me tell you something, if you are an opiate user, cocaine is infuriating because it does very little for you that's noticeable when you're used to drugs, being like painkillers. So you get the effect. So when you get the effect of coke and then you find out how much it costs, it makes you fucking angry. It's just like the idea of it being in existence. So, so we ended up talking about it, and it was like, and it was just kind of funny to me because I was like, yeah, that's totally not mine. And also, it was still white, which means after 6 years, I don't get to say every day, no, that's not my six-year-old cocaine. I don't get to say that after every day. So it was nice to say. But man, it must have been some shitty coke. Like all coke in Austin, from what I hear. But so that was interesting. Finding a 6-year-old baggie, and I had to explain. I went, look, here's the deal: is the concern that you'll need. First of all, you'll know if I was to relapse. There would be odd behavior. Also, it was kind of evident that it wasn't my coke because I, in addition to not changing behavior. Cocaine's not really the kind of drug you want to, use. As many of you probably know, coke's not something that you do and then stay home. Like, it's just like, oh, that was nice. Now I'll play Xbox quietly for hours. That's not a, you don't tend to just like, now I'll just ease back calmly in my chair and enjoy the rest of my evening totally relaxed. Absolutely not. But man, that's weird. It's weird that actually, it's not, like I said, the explanation I just gave, it's totally not weird that that's up there. And no, we got rid of it. So don't fucking email me and ask, "Oh, you still got that shit?" No, I don't have it. Yeah, well, no, we're going to save it for a rainy day. Just the idea. It's like, fuck, what else is in my apartment? I've cleaned everything. We've thrown out a bunch of shit and really cleaned this place. So it's just the idea that something was still there is just fascinating. But so that was a thing. I went and got groceries on Monday, and so I went to the store, came back, and when I came back, we had a bunch of groceries because apparently, while I was gone, one of the delivery services, whether it be HEB's own home delivery or one of the other ones, you know, Postmates does some, but I don't remember what the big one is. I can't remember, but because I realized when this happened that there was no, everything's done through an app, so there's no paperwork, so there's no way to contact if there's an error. Somebody delivered us a bunch of fucking groceries, and like nice groceries, like a combo of really nice organic shit, and then also like Pop-Tarts and cheese puffs. Like, so it's like, you know, and Eggo waffles shaped like little French toasts. Like, so obviously it's health nuts and who are feeding their children garbage, which I was, you know, grateful for, because that way my girlfriend can have the health stuff and I can eat the garbage. It's perfect. You know, like little kolaches, like jalapeno sausage kolaches. I'm like, fuck yes, done. But that's the thing, is that so they delivered us like a bunch of like a good $100 worth of fucking groceries, or maybe more. I don't know how much really, but it you know, some poor bastard, we're on the third floor. Some poor bastard went to the third floor multiple times to make a mistake. That's got to suck. And I don't know if that delivery person hopefully didn't get, hopefully they still got paid, but they fucked up. And I tried to like call, and I like contacted HEB, and I'm like, is there any way for you to reverse look up shit? And they weren't able to do that. And the woman on the phone's like, look, we're just going to, if there's an error, like, because we don't know what your service was used, but if there's an error, we just repick the groceries and send them out again. I'm like, so these are just ours now? Yep. So, yeah. So it's like, which, you know, my girlfriend said that we're going to, we're going to do this, but we're going to donate money, sort of in a karma thing. Because she said, and I quote, you know, well, we don't deserve all this free shit. And my argument was, we totally do. This is ours. We totally deserve this shit. And also, that's the thing, is that there's this movie called Way of the Gun, and there's a quote in there where the guy asked, James Caan is in it. And the guy asked him, you know, do you believe in karma? And this great line from, you know, James Caan, of course, who always has great lines, just said, karma is just justice without the satisfaction. I don't believe in justice. Like, you know, and the thing about karma is that we've got a Western civilization. We took the concept of karma and kind of fucked it up, because karma is basically isn't a moral thing. There isn't good and evil. Karma is just a matter of fact, you know, is just something that describes, you know, what happens to you is just your karma. You know, it has to do with the inner, you know, what you being involved in the world and what comes back. It's just your karma. It's not, there's no morality there. There's no level. It's not good or bad. It's just your karma. But regardless, we're talking about Western karma, you know, the whole, you know, oh, you want good karma, bad karma, which, you know, I like the traditional, you know, let's not put a moral stamp on the karma. But regardless, the karma, I finally relented and went, yeah, we kind of need to get ahead of this shit. This is not the time. It's not the era to be alive in, to be fucking with any kind of karma, Eastern or Western. So yeah, we should keep doing. So I've been like, you know, that's been in my head thinking about that, going, are we up? Are we do some bad shit now? Like, are we ahead? You know, how do we catch up? Like, I'm letting people cut into me in front of me in traffic and shit. You know, definitely gonna donate money, trying to help people when they can. Just because it's like, you know, still in my heart of hearts, I think, you know, we deserve it. Really nice cheeses, apparently. I don't know why. And you know, we got like so, like in the order, it got there was like two jars of salsa, but you know what kind of chips? Lay's. What kind of sick bastard dips Lay's potato chips in salsa? Potato chips. What white motherfuckers are using potato chips and salsa? It's crazy, man. They can't be from here. I hope they got their food. I hope the guy that delivered it made the mistake. Hope he still got paid. There's a whole lot of things, man. Karma. I wish COVID-19 worked on karma. Don't you? Don't you wish every dipshit out there doing some dumb thing out of spite, or to try to make some point that doesn't need to be made, that nobody gives a shit about. Don't you wish that this virus acted on karma? Oh, that would have been nice. Regardless, man, I hope you guys are staying safe. I hope you're doing all right. I'm glad you stuck with me and allowed me to just talk shit for another half hour. Keep 6 feet away from people. Don't let them breathe on you and talk to you with their spittle. Just be safe. No matter how hot it is outside, no matter how, you know, everything seems normal. And don't, you know, if you're going to eat in a restaurant, make sure there's a patio. You know what I mean? Let's not just go, well, back to normal, everyone. I'm not going to be normal for a fucking while. Watch out for yourselves. You're going to have to take care of yourselves. Build up your immune system. Do the things that, you know, Google some shit. Exercise, sleep. Do, you know, take care of yourselves, because it's we don't know. You know, that's the thing. Anybody who says they know something, they do they? So, you know, stay sober if you're a sober person. Stay sane if you're not a sober person. Stay sane anyway. Watch out for each other. We'll see you next week. This has been Yes, I'm Still Sober. I'm John Raven. Later. Fight for the piercing skin. Come back down to earth again. Cold is creeping deep inside. Disconnect the telephone.